Hello, friends. There's lots of interesting things coming up in the Stoic Coffee community, so make sure that you sign up for my newsletter on my website at stoic.coffee. You can also follow me on Twitter at stoiccoffee and on Instagram at stoic.coffee, and you can find my LinkedIn page by searching for Stoic Coffee Break on LinkedIn. Now, I also wanted to let you know that I'm starting a mastermind for tech entrepreneurs as the world of tech is accelerating, and I've had people reaching out to me for a group grounded in Stoic principles. I'll be your facilitator as we tackle some of the big questions in tech using the tools of Stoicism. I have a few spots left for senior tech entrepreneurs and decision makers to join me for a one-hour bi-weekly session. I'll be interviewing candidates to form a tight group for the first cohort of five people, plus myself. Now, if you're interested in joining this, please reach out to me at masterminds@stoic.coffee. Now, again, that's masterminds@stoic.coffee. Thanks again, and thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and I appreciate your support. Hello, friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, with all your heart. Accept the things which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. Marcus Aurelius. As we've discussed on this podcast before, the Stoics have a saying, amor fati, which means to love your fate. The Stoics believed in fate, not necessarily that our lives are predetermined, but that we have so little control over the things that happen to us that rather than get upset or angry about the things that life brings our way, we should treat them as simply the way things were going to happen anyway. And since we have such little control over the events and circumstances of our lives, that we should not only accept them, but do our best to embrace our fate happily. Now, it's easy to complain about the circumstances of our lives because there are so many factors about our lives that we have absolutely no control over. For example, we had no control over the family we were born in, the country we were born in, whether we were born into wealth or poverty or what race we are, the color of our eyes or skin. These are all things that are outside of our control. Now, we may not like the family we were born into. We may wish that we had different siblings or parents. We may dislike the curly hair that we were born with, or in some cases, the lack of hair in later life. We may wish that we had green eyes instead of blue. We may wish that we were 6'1" instead of 5'2". There are so many things about our lives over which we have no control. And how we choose to look at these aspects of our lives and the people in our lives is always within our power. And with today's quote, I wanted to approach loving others from a little bit of a different angle. Have you ever felt unlovable, that you were not worthy of love? Have you ever thought that someone else didn't deserve love? The thing is that we don't earn love. We can't make ourselves more lovable because we don't choose whether or not someone will love us. That's not our decision to make. They're going to love us whether we want them to or not. What is our choice is to be loving towards others. We can be loving towards anyone and everyone because love is not a finite thing, and it's something that we choose to do. Now, I recognize that it's not always easy to love other people, especially family members. And just because we love them doesn't mean that we have to accept their bad behavior. We should still set and hold our boundaries, but we can always choose to love others. In my own life, I grew up with a very abusive father, and there were plenty of times that I wish I had been born in a different family. His temper and violent outbursts made things feel very emotionally unstable, and it's taken me a long time to come to terms with that. And for the longest time, I believed that he didn't deserve to be loved. And I'm sure that in some ways, he believed that he wasn't worthy of love either. But as I've worked through these things, I've come to recognize that others don't earn our love. They don't deserve our love. They are always worthy of love. And it's my choice to be loving towards others, including my father. Now, this doesn't mean that I condone what he did, but it does mean that I can forgive him because I want to and I need to. Holding on to that anger serves no one and does more damage to me than anyone else. It does mean, though, that I can appreciate my father for the good things about him and see that those experiences are what made me the person I am today. And so to reject those parts of my life would be to reject the person that I am. Now, my father passed away over 20 years ago, and even if he were alive today, for me to expect him to do things to earn my love wouldn't have worked anyway. He may have had to work to earn my trust, but not my love. Remember, no one earns love. everyone is worthy of love, and to love other people is always your choice. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.